Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Gray. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is important to the people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research, and all your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. Okay, so when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very, very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Which organization are you representing?
Sorry?
Who is conducting the survey?
So we are conducting an opinion survey about politics and important issues affecting the state and community. Your responses will be confidential.
State and
I'm
which
calling from
community are
an.
you? I from
We
where?
are an independent research company.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, your information is confidential, and your opinion matters to us. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or dissatisfied with the direction in which the company is headed?
The country is headed in the right direction, yes.
Okay, so are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied?
I'm somewhat satisfied, yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, so when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues are to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means that is a very important issue to you. So jobs and wages.
It's important to me, yes.
Okay, so remember you have an option from 0 to 10. 0 means not an important issue. 10 means very important issue. So any number from 0 to 10, what would it be for jobs and wages?
Job and what?
Jobs and wages.
Job and wages, yes. Job, yes.
Okay.
10%. 10.
What is 10? Okay. Democracy?
Oh, very important. 10.
Okay. Climate change?
Climate change too, yes, it's important, somewhat important. 8.
Eight. Okay. Voting rights?
Very important. 10. 10.
Okay. Thank you for your answers. Criminal justice reform?
Yes, 10 too.
Okay. Immigration?
Immigration, yes,
Okay, and
somewhat
which
like
number would that be?
eight.
Okay. All right. K-12 education?
What?
K-12 education?
Yeah, it somewhat, yes, eight.
Okay. Student loan debt?
Oh, student loan, very important, 10.
Okay. Abortion rights?
Abortion rights. Abortion rights. Well, I believe in the right of a child to live, able to live. So I put in 8.
Okay. All right. Healthcare?
What?
Healthcare?
Healthcare,
Healthcare?
10.
Okay. Reproductive freedom?
What?
Reproductive freedom?
It.
Okay, thank you for your answers. Racism and discrimination?
10.
Okay, perfect. Crime and violence?
Come on, balance 10.
All right. Inflation and the cost of living?
Oh, it.
Okay, all right. Okay, so as you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents them from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote.
I'm a 10.
Okay. Okay, and what is your race?
Race?
Yes.
Well, I'm a black.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay.
And I'm going to vote.
Amazing. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a male.
Okay. And what is your year of birth?
Year of birth?
Uh-huh.
No, that's not important. I'm not releasing my year of birth.
No worries. What is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I have my master's.
Amazing. Okay, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
All right. I love how enthusiastic you sound when you give your answers. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? 0 means the black community has no power at all. 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
They should have, but they don't have it right now complete. They should have it to 9.
Okay. All right, we are 30% complete. So please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Okay, so John,
can you come again?
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel warm or cold towards them. So if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can indicate that as well. Okay, so John Ossoff, would it be very cold and unfavorable, which is a 0? 5 would be neutral. 10 would be very warm and favorable. And then there's also the option of never heard of.
Well, I've heard of him, but I've never had one-to-one contact with him. But somebody who believes in freedom, I would say somewhat favorable.
Okay, so which number would that be from 0 to 10?
I would take 7.
Okay. All right. Raphael Warnock?
Same 7.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
Mm-hmm. 0.
Okay. Brad Raffensperger?
Raffu?
Brad Raffensperger.
I've never had, I've not, no comment about him.
Okay, any number from 0 to 10, and there's also an option of never heard of.
Never heard of.
Okay. Tim Walls?
Tim Wong. He looks interesting. They got to talk to have association with, so I will put a 9 there.
Okay. All right. Brian Kemp.
Brian Kemp? Who is that Brian
Kemp? Brian Kemp. K-E-M-P. Yeah.
Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia. No comment.
Brian Kemp. Okay, and which number would that be?
I would take up, probably I would take up something like three.
Okay. And then the last one is Andre Dickens.
Andre King? Who is Andre?
Dickens. Yeah, Andre Dickens.
I've never heard of him.
Okay.
Andre.
All right. Okay, we are 45% complete. I honestly appreciate your time. Remember, your opinion matters. So, you know, good way to do this. So I know it's a very long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or are you undecided or you do not plan to vote?
I'm fine to vote. I will vote. If
okay,
the election
so
is declared today, I'm going to vote for her. I'm going to vote all the way Democrats.
Okay, so who would it be? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy
Kamala
Jr.?
Harris. Kamala Harris.
Okay. So I know it's a very long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I did not vote.
You did not vote. Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Well, it's much better.
Okay.
It didn't get worse.
Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that people who do vote can make a big difference to what happens. So in your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
It makes a big difference.
Okay. So below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Black voters?
Black voters will make it. I will say...
Remember, your information is confidential.
Black voters did not make much difference.
Okay, so that would be from 0 to 10. 0 certainly did not...
I will put 8, 7, 7, 8 there.
Okay, I need you to be certain with the number, either 7 or 8?
Yes, 8, okay, 8 there.
Okay. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
Democrats in General Assembly? That's in Georgia Assembly or National Assembly?
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
I will put 6 there because I don't have
okay.
The implant.
All right. Your local mayor?
My local mayor too. 5.
Okay. 5 means not sure.
Yes.
Okay. COVID-19 recovery?
If you made a difference. Yes, it did.
Okay, so, all right. Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
Yes, 8.
8. Okay, Vice President Harris?
Vice President Harris, yes, she tried. 8.
So...
8.
Okay, 8. All right. So below, let's see our progress here. Okay, we are almost done. We are currently on 81%. I do appreciate your time and, you know, taking the time to be on this call with us. So below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. So after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Okay? So because we demanded funds for the HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. So 0 would be, would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 would be not sure, and 10 would be, would strongly motivate you.
10.
Okay. So because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices.
10.
Okay. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from creditors' reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
10.
All right. So because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all offices. So when state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
10.
Okay. So Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still so much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
10.
All right. Okay, we are on 82%. Thank you so much for your time again. I'm now going to ask you for some of the questions again. Some people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. So please answer based on how you feel right now, okay? So no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? 0 means no power at all, and 10 means a lot of power.
10.
Okay. All right, perfect. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to the community?
For now, 8.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a very long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. All right, we are 87% complete of the survey. Again, I appreciate your time. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It's not worse, but it's a little better than before.
Okay,
not
so
much
what is
better, but a little better. So I will give a scale of 8.
Okay, there at this one, there's no scale, but you have the option to choose much worse, worse, no change, better, or much better.
Better.
Okay. All right. So do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual, straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterogeneous, heterosexual, that's, I'm not a bisexual.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay. We are 90% complete. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. So in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Well, I will consider myself to be a Democrat.
Okay.
Because I believe in the ideas of democracy.
All right.
That
and do you consider
championed by Democrats?
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not a card carrying member.
All right. Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I wouldn't say a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat, but I am somebody who identifies with them, with their goal for now.
So at this stage, we only have the two options. So it would either be a strong Democrat or a not a strong Democrat.
I'm not a strong Democrat.
Let's see if we could go past that question without having to answer. Oh, unfortunately, we do need to make a decision here. Okay, based on how you feel at the moment, would you say that you either or?
That's what?
Sorry?
I didn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I mentioned that we cannot go like to the next question unless we obviously, you know, answer this question. So what would you say at this point in time? Would you say you're a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I'm not a strong Democrat.
Okay. All right, so we are 96% complete, almost done. How would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Okay, would that be full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Okay. All right, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Yeah, I was around 50,000.
Okay. All right. Okay, and that concludes our survey. Honestly, I do appreciate your time. You made me feel so much relaxed. I didn't have to rush, and you gave your honest opinions. I appreciate your time. Have a lovely day, Feather.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.